Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
UK, Britain, right now, Great Britain is saying, the Secretary of School saying that they must teach that Britain is a Christian nation. How awesome is that? Which kind of sets us up, I mean, for this movie that we're about to just preview for you, God's Not Dead Part 2, because it all stems from the whole thing of this whole movie here is about a teacher who actually starts quoting scripture.
Just acknowledges Jesus.
Answering a student's question, and all of a sudden she's in the middle of a major court battle, and God's on trial. I want you to watch the story behind the story as they talk about why this movie is so important. The first one was a huge success. Watch this.
I'm David Arrowhite, and I'm on the set of God's Not Dead 2. As you know, in God's Not Dead, it was about a student taking a stand for Christ in the classroom. On God's Not Dead 2, here we are in the public courthouse. What would you do if you shared your faith in Jesus Christ with someone and it was deemed illegal? Would you be brave enough to take a stand in the public square knowing that you could lose everything?
The battle, so to speak, was in the classroom with the first movie. This time, it's in the courtroom. So I think that was that's a very natural progression in that sense.
We're having freedoms infringed upon that we, in my generation, grew up enjoying, and when there wasn't any question about anybody impinging on them in any way.
Christians across the United States were feeling like their voice had been taken. I think we just wanted to delve a little bit further into that and say, okay, what's really at risk here?
This deals now with another issue that America is faced with, and it's really a freedom of religion, a freedom of speech.
This female high school teacher who teaches an AP history class, a faith-related question comes up from one of her students who is comparing the teachings on nonviolence of Gandhi and Martin Luther King to Jesus. And she says, it seems like there's a parallel here. And the teacher comments on that just honestly. And the whole world, then, when she has said the J word in class, in a public school, the world starts crashing in very quickly.
There's always a cost to something that's right. There's always a cost. There's people who will oppose you and they will kill you for your beliefs. But if you stand strong, right always is victorious.
We have to love everyone, which is what Jesus calls us to do, so we would constantly give ground. Jesus told us to hold our ground, in other words, to say what we believe, to spread the gospel, but to do it lovingly.
If I found a really great skincare line, you know, and I love this and I wanted to tell you about it, so why wouldn't I do that with religion? Why wouldn't I do that with something that I found that brings me joy and comfort and peace?
I play Tom Endler. I'm Grace's union-appointed attorney, hired on from the public defender's office. He's not a religious man, he's not a Christian, but he sort of comes to respect Grace's religious integrity.
For me, when you feel challenged on your beliefs, especially some of your core beliefs, I think it is important to seriously look at it.
If it can make you think about the issues, or if it can reinforce something that you feel and believe in, then I think it's done a good job.
With the message of the film as well, I mean, I feel like it's a great movie, but then it's also got a great message, and that just comes together. So, you know, I feel like if you liked the first film, you're going to love this one.
Michael mentions it from stage every night now, and when he mentions that there's going to be God's Not Dead 2, it's one of the biggest roars of the night, because people are just so ready for this next movie, so we can't wait.
What would happen? What would happen if right now the United States, we would do what Great Britain has just done and said, in all of our schools, grade school, middle school, high school, we're teaching that our country is a Christian nation. I want you to watch a trailer for God's Not Dead 2. Make sure you grab a friend, buy extra tickets. It's going to be out in theaters April the 1st. This year, you don't want to miss it. Watch this.
In this day and age, people seem to forget that the most basic human right of all is the right to believe.
Praise God! Praise!
No prayers, no moments of silence, nothing.
Think of the other children out there who are subjected to their repressive belief system.
If we sit by and do nothing, the pressure that we're feeling today will mean persecution tomorrow. We're at war.
What makes nonviolence so radical is its unwavering commitment to a nonviolent approach.
Isn't that sort of like what Jesus meant when he said that we should love our enemies?
Yes. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
What were you thinking, Grace?
The Thollies are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
How do we make this go away and not get blood on our hands?
We let the ACLU do it.
We're going to prove once and for all that God is dead.
Nor in the matter of Thawley versus Wesley.
Mr. Kane will insist faith isn't on trial here, but that is exactly what is on trial.
You're looking to prove that Jesus Christ existed? Oh, that's ridiculous.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
You're under arrest.
These people, they're looking to destroy you. Everyone's telling me to stay out of it. What is your heart telling you to do?
I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God. I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus.
If we're going to insist that a Christian's right to believe is subordinate to all other rights, then it's not a right.
You are out of order. I charge you with contempt.
I accept the charge because I have nothing but contempt for these proceedings.
God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. He's surely alive.
God's not dead too.
Powerful.
Man, the first one was great, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That in itself was an awesome movie, and I can't wait to see the second one.
Wow, this is so cool because this gives you an opportunity to see. Mm-hmm. I love what we're doing with Christian films, Steve, because the quality, the acting.
They're getting better and better. Yeah. Everyone.
And the now issues that we're addressing, it really helps us to see, listen, we can take a stand. This is what's happening in our culture, and we're not supposed to just sit on the sidelines. We're supposed to engage our culture.
Yeah. And these are the moments that you see great things, that people are just unwaveringly just stand, just believing in who they say God is and who Jesus is, and just saying, you can come against me if you want, but I know Jesus is Lord.
And I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to deny him no matter what. Even if I have to pay a cost, so be it. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Steve, would you close us out in prayer?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, just for what you're doing right now in the body of Christ, God. And I just pray for just an overwhelming just baptism of boldness, that you would just consume us with your presence, God, that you would just give us the wisdom, that you would just give us the tenacity, that regardless of what comes against us in these coming days, give us the wisdom, give us the grace, God. Help us to understand the rights that are given to us in this nation so that we would stand unwavering, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, that you would just forgive the abortion in this nation, that you would pour out a revival upon all nations and a third great awakening, God. In Jesus' name, amen, Lord.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.